Hi, and welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hello. Sean is finally back with us again.
Woohoo!
If you're weekly listeners, you'll know that Shawnee has been MIA.
That weekly listener probably realized. and they were probably back. Glad.
No. No, you're needed for this one, baby, because this one is called Don't Be Chunky.
Don't be chunky.
Put your dialogue in paragraphs.
All right.
So it's a super, super quick writing tip today.
It is?
Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
When you are writing dialogue, make every new speaker a new paragraph.
Yeah.
I know that. The Game of Thrones guy doesn't do this, but he's a Game of Thrones guy, and we don't want to be him, even though he made a lot of money. Ready? If you're writing kids' books,
yeah,
you really probably should just keep each little dialogue moment as a paragraph all by themselves.
Well, that makes sense because you know what kids trying to having to figure out who's talking.
That's right, because our brains are wired to read each paragraph as a new speaker already, right?
Yeah.
So if we jumble a bunch of different speakers into one paragraph, it slows down the reader's pace of reading and also can get their brain all hitched up as they try to figure out who is talking and when. And if you're a little kid or a reluctant reader, you're just going to give up, right?
That's right. That'll just frustrate you.
Yeah. Do you know why else you need to do this? You're so cute. I wish everyone could see your little face.
Well, my thinking face?
Yeah, it's so cute. Your eyes rolled up towards the ceiling.
Why else do you need to do this?
All right, let me tell you. It makes more white space on the page. And what is white space? Is white space on the page. And the more is where there's no words. That is the white space
on
the page.
Let's print a book with black pages and white letters.
I think that's been done, but I think that's pretty sexy.
I bet it's been done before. It's not a new idea.
You're off topic.
I am. Sorry.
Okay. So the more white space on the page, the less intimidating the text is for the reader.
Oh.
And that's especially true for reluctant readers.
No, keep going.
No, you tell me, babe.
I was going to ask a question.
Okay.
So all those people that buck the trends and just write without, like, great punctuation and do it purposely and huge long paragraphs, like
they're
just aiming for the intellectual crowd.
They're trying to get a Booker Award.
Like, I can read anything and my brain won't get jumbled because I'm so smart.
Yes, or
I'm a host on NPR.
Or maybe they're bored. You know, like, there's a certain formula.
They just want to try something new.
Yeah, there's a certain formulaic aspect to modern writing in 2022. And maybe they're just like, I don't want to do that. I want to say F you to all the rules. And you can do that. It's fine to say F you to all the rules and be stylistically different. But this is the norm, and this is the most reader-friendly way. If you care about being readable.
Not only that, but if you think about music, very rarely do people that buck the system ever have a song that's not crap.
I wouldn't say that, but they don't have a lot of commercial success.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, well, what we're trying to say is,
you need it for the money. Sorry. I'm going to interrupt the source today. Go ahead.
So,
I haven't had a lot of chance to talk today.
I know.
Because we've both been on our computers and in our own worlds.
And that sucks. All right. So, ready?
Yes.
Don't write a paragraph like this. Sean's
Carrie said.
Imagine this is all in one paragraph. Ready?
Carrie said, please support our channel. Sean nodded and said, we are insecure. That's true. They laughed. Sean added, wow, this is boring dialogue to prove a point.
Exactly. And you can see this dialogue if you go to CarrieJonesBooks.com.
And reminder, that was all one paragraph.
That's all one paragraph.
And it looks like crap.
And you can see it if you go to CarrieJonesBooks.blog because visuals are good for this.
Right? I almost interrupted you on purpose again.
You're such a dick. All right. So.
And that is the newest member of our family, Pogi.
And Pogi doesn't like it.
Apparently doesn't like me having fun with Carrie.
No, she's very protective of me, like the good little puppy she is.
She's not going to be one of those dogs that just goes all nuts when we're, like, banging because, like, Sparty, right? I mean, Scotty.
We're never going to know because we're never going to bang. All right, ready?
Make love, I meant.
Now this is an explicit podcast. dear God, how can you make this explicit?
Neither bang nor make love is explicit language.
Content is for not children. No.
Children shouldn't be listening to this anyways. Well, then it's... Children, look, this is how you should approach every podcast. Children should never listen to anything Sean is co-host of.
So true. Now the dog's
looking. So listen, Carrie got carried away there. So we're going to get back to the subject matter.
You're such a poop face.
And rather than writing that one long, confusing, boring paragraph of dialogue that we just read to you.
We want you to read it like this. And Sean and I, as our voices interchange, will each be a new paragraph.
Oh, sweet, like an actor.
Yes. Carrie said, please support our channel.
Sean nodded and said, we are insecure.
That's true.
They laughed. Carrie got laughed. Sean, don't read my line. Oh. Sean added, wow, this is boring dialogue
to prove a point. Man.
Wow, this is boring dialogue to prove a point.
So that's pretty easy, right? And now we know who said that's true. It was me, even though there wasn't a dialogue tag. And no readers' brains hitched during the reading of the dialogue. And all is good in the writing world. Maybe not in my world. But for
dog's licking my nose.
How can you put your nose in front of her face?
How can you not laugh?
Oh, my word. Anyways, there's a whole bunch of other posts on my website about writing dialogue and exclusive content on my Substack, Living Happy. And you can go hang out and read stuff there and be smarter, be a better writer now.
If anything makes you happier than a podcast with me in it, then you're...
What?
Normal. Hey. Thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So, thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and...
It's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air, off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that person smokes. You got weed-themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast...
Summer Spleef.
You can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strain. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.